interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from Chattanooga, Tennessee. AT&T Field, the place is the Shuckers at 19-16, losers of four straight, take on the 16-18 Chattanooga Lookouts, who have won each of the first two games in the six-game set. Javik Blake alongside you as we get set for a 7:15 p.m. Eastern, 6:15 Central first pitch here in Game 3 of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. As we just said, the Lookouts won the first two of this series, and they've done so by really batting down a Shuckers offense that had come into the week rolling after a big week last time out against the Rocket City Trash Pandas back at home last week. This week's been a different story. The Shuckers have struggled with runners in scoring position. Yesterday, they were shut out for the first time this year after losing 12-6 on Tuesday in the series opener. Adam Seminars, though, the pitcher yesterday, the starter yesterday for Biloxi was terrific. Allowed just two runs in seven innings, struck out five, and threw 101 pitches. The seven innings and the 101 pitches, both season highs for a Shuckers pitcher. And Seminars tied his career high with seven innings, set a new career high with 101 pitches. Shuckers were walked 11 times yesterday, but went over with runners and went 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Check that, but cannot get anybody home. They left 13 on and ended up being a 2-0 loss to the Lookouts. It was four pitchers for the Lookouts that combined for the shutout. Joe Boyle, the starter, who walked nine and didn't allow a run, along with Spencer Stockton, Donovan Benoit, and Andy Fisher. Today, the Shuckers send their best guy to the hill. It's the righty Justin Jarvis who goes for Biloxi against the righty Christian Roa who goes for Chattanooga. Guy behind the plate today for the Shuckers is our pregame interview, Jefferson Cara. We talk a bit about his big three home run night, and then we talk a bit about what it was like to be in Brewer spring training alongside William Contreras and Victor Caratini, all at just 20 years of age. That comes your way next year on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show before first pitch at 7:15 p.m. Eastern, 6:15 Central.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night. presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Show. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts getting set for a 7:15 Eastern time first pitch, game three of a six-game set. We're joined now on the pregame show for today's pregame interview by a guy who has been the story of the week offensively, Jefferson Care, alongside Carlos Rodriguez, who's helping out with the translations today. Jefferson, muchas gracias por el tiempo. Y Tuesday, yes, it was quite the night.
Sí, fue un día bastante interesante. Gracias a Dios por los tres jonrones que pude conectar y gracias por ayudar al equipo. Me siento bien con eso.
Yeah, Tuesday was really interesting. I got to give thanks to God for giving me those three home runs, and at the end of the day, I'm glad I was able to help the team as much as I could.
Hey, how about putting that first one over the scoreboard?
¿Cómo te sentiste por ese primer jonrón por arriba de la pizarra?
Pues en verdad ni siquiera lo miré, pero sabía que era jonrón.
Yeah, I didn't look at it, but off the bat I felt like it was gone.
You're a young guy, just 20 years old in Double A, one of just 9 hitters in Double A that are 20 years old or younger. What has it been like adjusting to the life in Double A as a kid who's so young?
Sabiendo que tú eres de nueve bateadores que tienen 20 años, tú siendo uno de esos, ¿cómo te sientes en la vida de Double A?
Pues al principio fue un poquito diferente la velocidad de las otras ligas que había jugado, pero pues trabajando y me siento bien en este nivel y haciendo mi trabajo.
He said I had to adjust a little bit to the velo from the other levels I played in, but working hard I was able to adjust to the league and just keep working.
How much does it help being on such a young team when adjusting to Double A?
¿Cómo te sientes estando en un equipo tan joven durante, cómo se dice, durante la Double A?
Es un reto porque hay jugadores que tienen más experiencia que yo, pero siempre trabajando para dar lo mejor de mí y que ellos sepan de lo que yo soy capaz de hacer.
It's definitely a challenge, but at the end of the day, I'm working hard, and I just want to show what I'm capable of doing at this level.
Your defensive work this year has been incredibly impressive. You got to work this spring training with William Contreras with the Brewers. How special of an opportunity was it to learn from a guy who's been in the major leagues for so long?
Bueno, tu defensa ha hecho buen este año, que sabiendo que entrenaste con William Contreras durante spring training, ¿cómo te sientes durante la temporada, sabiendo que cómo fue esa experiencia de entrenar con él?
Fue bastante importante porque aprendí mucho de él y tanto de él como de Víctor Caratini y igual todo el staff de Grandes Ligas.
The National Weather Service in Mobile has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern George County and southeastern Mississippi until 6:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 6:07 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 7 miles southwest of Luce Dale, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and penny-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of southeastern George County. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Large hail and damaging winds and continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 6:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county: George, Mississippi.
Luis, who's joined the festivities over here. What's it been like working with the staff this year?
¿Cómo te has sentido trabajar con el staff de picheo aquí de Oleda?
Me he sentido muy bien y pues como todo vengo dando lo mejor de mí para que ellos se sientan cómodos conmigo, igual yo con ellos, y que al final del día dar lo mejor de nosotros y conseguir victoria.
I try to give them my all so they can feel comfortable with me so we could try to find wins and help them feel as comfortable as possible with me as behind the plate.
Well, there's been a lot of wins this year. You've been a lot of fun to watch. Muchas gracias por el tiempo y buena suerte en la temporada.
Gracias.
This is Ben and A's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookout, 7:15 p.m. Eastern, 6:15 Central, with the first. A big thank you to Carlos Rodriguez for helping out with the translation side of things with the interview, but also a big thank you to Jefferson Carroll, a real fun kid to talk to again. Just 20 years old, one of two different players on this Shuckers roster that was born in 2002 or later. It's him, and not only is he a person, it is also the guy who's playing center field in Jackson Churia. Let's take a look at tonight's starting pitch matchup, just a couple moments away from first pitch over overcast skies here in Chattanooga. Christian Roa goes for the Lookouts, right-handed arm, 0-3 with a 6.75 ERA. Six starts, 21 and a third inning. Just like Joe Boyle yesterday, walks are an issue. 22 walks, 39 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .224 against him. Going up against him is a guy that when we talked to pitching coach Will Shearholz said, yes, the prospect leagues don't have him in the top 30, but he's a top-of-the-line guy for us. That's the righty Justin Jarvis. Means his seventh start of the year, 4-1, with a 2.18 ERA in 33 innings, 10 walks, 38 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .233 against him. Lookouts get set, take the field. We'll take a break from the national anthem, and when we come back, it's first pitch from Chattanooga. It's gray, it's overcast, but no rain in sight. All the righties in the lineup, the wind is blowing straight out to left center. First pitch comes your way next. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Lookouts come your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Turio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Turio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Welcome inside Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's the Shuckers who come in today at 19-16 against the 16-18 Chattanooga Lookouts in Game 3 of a six-game set. Javen Blake alongside you throughout the night. Thanks so much for joining us from a cloudy Chattanooga, Tennessee. AT&T Field the place where Christian Roa takes the ball for the Lookouts against a Shuckers team that was held off the scoreboard yesterday for the first time all season. Shuckers come in, losers of four straight. Lookouts come in, winners of two in a row. And they've won five straight at home, dating back to their last home series that was 2 weeks ago against the Birmingham Barons. Roa gets the start, right-handed arm, who comes in today with an 0-3 record and a 6.75 ERA in six starts, 21 and a third innings. 22 walks, 39 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 224 against him. Shuckers started off with Lamar Sparks at the top of the order. It's the first time he's hit leadoff since being activated off the IL on Tuesday. Jackson Churio bats second. Tyler Black is behind him. Then it's Xavier Warren, Freddie Zamora, Jefferson Caro, Carlos Rodriguez, Tristan Lutz, and Felix Valerian. Sparks digs in from the right side. The righty Rowan delivers home. Slider called strike one, and we're officially underway. First pitch time at 7:17 Eastern time. Pitch home. Sparks rolls it on the ground, left side of the infield. Marte grabs it, slings it to first. Retires Sparks for the first down. Time set, the defensive alignment for Chattanooga. Double-A affiliate of the Reds. Reese Hines is in left. Jacob Hurtubise is in center. Alan Serta is in right. Nick Northcutt at third. Norby Marte at short. Quincy McAfee's at second. Alex McGarry is at first. And Daniel Veoin on the plate for the second time this series. Churio up from the right side. First pitch he sees. Foul ball back off Roa's mask. And the count goes 0-1. Churio this year hitting 270. The 311 OBP. He's really heated up recently. Roa's 0-1 delivery. Swing and lifted foul. First base side out of play. The count goes 0-2. Churio had a three-hit game in the series opener. Went 1-for-5 yesterday. Rowan delivers home. Churio takes low and away and goes to 1-2. This is a Shuckers team that the kryptonite during the four-game losing streak has been the ability to not hit with runners in scoring position. The ability to get on base has been there in a big way. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and popped up in the air. Into short center field. Marte the shortstop over. McAfee the second baseman out beyond second. Makes the catch for the second out. Two up, two down. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Nobody on. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Black this year hitting 248, 442 OBP. Roa delivers home. Black takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Up until today, Black had led the team in OBP for basically every game this year. The 1-0 delivery. Takes up and in. Count goes to 2-2. He was overtaken this morning by Noah Campbell in the OBP and OPS departments for the team lead. Conway delivers home. Black waves and misses. Fastball outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. But no matter what, the ability to get on base for Black is still there. And he has a good ability to make you pay for it. The 2-1 delivery. Black waves and misses. Count evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Manoa. One strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. The 2-2 pitch. Black waves and misses. 97 on the other side. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the former Texas A&M Aggie. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Scoreless through a half inning of play. Lookouts up to bat when we return. Let's see Shuckers bring it in.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Jarvis to the hill, who has been nothing short of terrific this year. He makes his seventh start. The righty's 4-1 with a 2.18 ERA in 33 innings. 10 walks, 38 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 223 against him. He faces the righty, Noelvi Marte, who leads it off. First pitch to him. It's called strike one on the inside corner. And at 95 from the right-hander. Jarvis, a guy who loves to work quick, delivers home. Misses away. Count evens up 1 ball and 1 strike. He's one of those guys that even if the pitch clock was 8 seconds, he'd be good to go. Delivers home. Ground ball back up the middle, under his glove, backhanded by Valerio, the second baseman behind the back, and fires to first to retire Marte, first down of the inning. Rest of the lineup goes James Free, who bats second, Alex McGarry in the three spot, Reese Hines behind him. Then it's Quincy McAfee, Daniel Vaolin, Nick Northcutt, Alan Serna, and Jacob Pertemis. Shuckers have Felix Valerio, who plays second. We just met him and Xavier Warren, the first baseman tonight. Left side of the infield is dotted with Freddie Zamora at short. Tyler Black is at third. First pitch of the switch hitting Free. Swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Free's in from the left side. Jarvis delivers. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Emerson Caro is the catcher tonight for Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez is in left. Jackson Churio is in center. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted in the air out to right center field. Churio goes a long ways back towards the warning track. Looks up and it bounces off the wall. And back in the play. Lamar Sports, the left fielder, grabs it. Threes off to third to throw a couple of hops. Not in time. And it's a triple with one out for James Free. Off the very top of the wall in center. Now runner on third with one away for the lefty Alex McGarry. First pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes down and one. McGarry's hitting 154 this year. Jarvis delivers. lifted in the air out towards deep center field. Churio's back towards the warning track. It bounces off the wall and deflects all the way back towards center. McGarry rounds second. He's off to third and he's in standing. Back-to-back triples gives the Lookouts a 1-0 lead. McGarry drives in his 9th run of the year. Those two balls were tattooed. It looked like Churio had a beat on it. But with the wind blowing 9 miles an hour out towards basically straight left center field, carried all the way to the wall. Righty Reese Hines stands in. One out, infield in. First pitch, wave and a miss of a slider. Count goes still in one. Hines is hitting 197 this year. Jarvis delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 96. That was a hard cut by Hines. Count goes down to 2. Hines stands back in from the right side. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in at 96 miles an hour. Good pitch from Jarvis. Two away. It's Jarvis's first strikeout of the afternoon. And it brings up the righty Quincy McAfee. Man on third with two away. First pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Jarvis delivers. Curve ball misses low. Count goes to 2-0. Jarvis, a 4-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, curveball, and a splitter. Splitter is main off-speed pitch. Delivers home. Misses up high. The count goes to 3-0. McAfee hitting .267 this year, but a .389 OBP. The 3-0 delivery. Swing and hammer. Deep to left, but foul on the highway. And it drops down 0 in the second lane. It missed a car by about maybe 5 feet. 3-1 with 2 away. No cars are harmed. The pitch home. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. The count goes forward. 3-2. McGarry off third. It's 1-0 Lookouts here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch home. Misses low, ball 4. Now runners on the corners with 2 away for Daniel Bayoe. Already a 1-0 lead for Chattanooga. It's the 5th straight game. The Shuckers have allowed the first run. Kara walks out from behind home plate. Dots up his arms, legs, mask, and chest protector with the first and third signs. Bayouin steps in from the left side. 169 hitter this year. The pitch home. Bayouin fouls it back. The count goes to 0-1. McGarry at third. McAfee at first. Jarvis delivers. Wave and a miss at a curveball. The count goes to 0-2. Jarvis comes set, third base side of the rubber, delivers home. Swing and a miss, fastball 95 at the top of the zone. Jarvis strikes out 2 in the inning. And after back-to-back triples, he only allows 1 run here in the bottom of the first inning. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. 1-0 Lookouts after 1. Back after this, the Luxy Shuckers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Top of the second inning from Chattanooga. Shuckers trail it 1-0 after back-to-back triples in the first inning. Xavier Warren up, first pitch to him, misses low. The count goes to 1-0 Jake Blake back with you here on an overcast night in Chattanooga. 1-0 delivery to Warren. Lifts it in the air over McGarry's glove and down the right field line for a base hit. Rolls to the wall. Warren stumbles around first and continues on to second. Serta throws it in. Warren able to go in standing after he slipped rounding first. It's a leadoff double for Warren. Breaks a two-game hitless streak. And it brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. Zamora stands in from the right side, 273 hitter this year. Roa delivers. Zamora waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Zamora has a team best 273 average this year. He's really heated up recently. 6 for his last 16 at the plate. Roa fires. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Now goes to 0-2. Warren off second. That could be the second baseman shifted over towards up the middle. The 0-2 delivery misses way up high. Good job by Vey Wien to keep it in front and to leap out of its crouch. Count goes to 1-2. Zamora stands at the very back of the box, rocking the bright yellow batting gloves. The 1-2 delivery misses low and away. Vey Wien blocks it up. Count evens, 2-2. We talked about it in the onset. Roa's problem this year has been the walks. He's walked at least 2 batters in every start. Walked 5 or more twice this year. The 2-2 delivery. Zamora takes low and the count goes to 3-2. And the Shuckers have been known to take their free passes. 184 walks this year as a team. That leads the Southern. It leads it by a healthy margin. 3-2 delivery. Zamora lifts it in the air, pops it out to short left field. Marte, the shortstop at the edge of the infield dirt, makes the catch. One away now for Jefferson Caro. Caro digs in from the right side. Man on second with one away. Shuckers trail it 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. That was first delivery. Fastball called strike 1 at 95. It goes to 0-1. Caro this year hitting 282 with a 319 OBP. Four runs off second. Romo delivers. Caro waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 88. Now goes to 0-2. Shuckers have just struggled with runners in scoring position over this four-game losing streak. Just 3-for-30 as a team. Check back to second. Warren dives on it. Yesterday, they loaded up the bases in three straight innings, the third, fourth, and fifth, and weren't able to score a run. The infield shifted to the left. The outfield shifted to the right. The 0-2 delivery. Caro checks his swing and a slider. Home plate umpire Caleb Morton says he goes around. Second out of the inning brings up Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez digs into the left-handed box. Now the infield puts on the most extreme legal shift you can put on. First pitch to Rodriguez. Called strike one in the inside corner. Marte, the shortstop, is maybe a step to the left of the second base back. McAfee, the second baseman, is almost in short right, has his heels on the back of the infield grass. The pitch to the plate. Rodriguez fouls it back. The count goes to 0-2. The new shift rules, which has been in minor league baseball since the start of last year, you have to have two infielders on each side of second, and you can't have any infielder playing in the outfield grass. McAfee at second is about as close as you can get to the outfield grass. Morte is about as close as you can get to the other side of the bag. The 0-2 delivery. Up and away. Pops out of A. Wien's glove does a good job to spiral around and grab it. Count goes to 1-2. Warren at second. He's the tying run. Rodriguez at the plate. The go-ahead run in a 1-0 game in the top of the second inning. Romo delivers. Rodriguez takes up and away. That one at 97. That's his pitch today from Roa. The scouting report from the Lookout's game notes said the fastball is anywhere between 92 and 94. That's where he sat around tonight. That's pretty out of the ordinary to pump one up at 97. 2-2 the count to the lefty Rodriguez. Roa delivers. Rodriguez waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 92. And the Shuckers strand a leadoff double. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 1-0 Lookout for an inning and a half. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shooting back, turn around, come on. With 1-0, first pitch from Justin Jarvis. Swing and a miss from the righty Nick Northcutt. And we're back underway in Chattanooga. Right in the shadow of Lookout Mountain. Pitch home is fouled away. First base side. Up and into the crowd. Out goes 0-2. Northcutt in from the right side. The pitch swing and a miss. Jarvis works quickly. Got the ball and immediately threw it back. That's his third strikeout today. Brings up the right-handed hitting Alan Serta. One away, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. Serta this year hitting 140. 304 OBP. First pitch is a slider called strike one. Serta wasn't even ready. Says something to the home plate umpire Caleb Martin and steps back in. Jarvis is ready. Delivers home. Slider tipped to Nicaro's glove. Count goes 0-2. He gets back on the mound, gets his sign, and with 11 seconds to go, delivers home and flutters it in. Serta called time before he could pick up his leg. Count stays at 0-2. There's Jarvis' speed, which is as quick as you could possibly go. He delivers the pitch. It misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. And then there's this. It's like he's unlocked a new speed on the mound. The 1-2 delivery. Popped up in the air. First base side, foul territory. Warren tracks over towards the warning track and makes the catch over the shoulder. Second out of the inning. Three straight retired. Brings up the lefty, Jacob Hurtubise. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Lookouts in the bottom of the second inning. The first pitch. Fastball up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Hurtubise hitting 239 on the year. Jarvis delivers. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Jarvis doesn't even step off the rubber. Stares in, picks up the leg, fires home. Misses away, this time with a curveball, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Instead of the human rain delay, Jarvis is the human pitch clock, is pretty much what it's been. 3-0 delivery. Fouled straight back, count goes to 3-1. He averages about 7 seconds between pitches. Give or take. The 3-1 pitch. Misses low, ball 4. Hurtubise walks. Brings up the top of the order, and Noel V. Marte. Fans, you can join in on our text the booth line to join the broadcast. 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. 601-514-0776. Man on first with 2 away. First pitch to Marte. Misses low with a slider. The count goes to 1-0. Marte grounding out to second back in the first inning. Second baseman Valerio shifted almost all the way up the middle. Check back to first. Bit low. Squeaks out of Warren's glove, but it was blocked by Hurtubise's body. This harmlessly trickles back into Warren's glove. Jarvis checks the ball out of play. Gets a new one. The 1-0 delivery. Runner off to second. Foul back. Count evens up. 1-1. Jacob Hurtubise has to jump all the way back to first. The hit and run was on there. The Lookouts have tried to straight steal against Cairo a couple of times this series. They haven't been too successful. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. And the count goes to 1-2. Marte calls time and steps out. Now steps back in. Back of the right-handed box. Jarvis delivers. Misses inside. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quickly steps back on the rubber. Works third base side with the gray cleats to go along with the gray road pants. Check back to first. Hurtubise back in time. It's the second time Jarvis has thrown over. isn't allowed to have any more unsuccessful pickoff attempts, or else Herterbees gets second. 2-2 delivery, runner off pitch, foul back. That stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses inside to it. Good job to block it up. Curveball at 86. The count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herterbees off first. He'll be off with the pitch. The pitch home. He's off. It's lifted in the air out towards short center field. Some more of the shortstop tracks out and makes the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. A quick second inning from Justin Jarvis. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers trail it 1-0 after 2. Back to Chattanooga after this. Luxie Shuckers.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
With you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Rowan, the righty, delivers to the righty at the plate. Misses low and away. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Lutz had his first appearance since being activated off the IL on Tuesday yesterday. Went 1-for-5. Pitch to the plate, up and away. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. You know, the way Justin Jarvis has pitched tonight, the way Rowe is going, it feels very slow. The 3-0 delivery. Up and in, almost gets some Lutz's helmet. Falls off. Picks it up and earns a very horrifying free pass to first. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Shuckers get the leadoff man on for the second inning. And Friday I'm in Love by The Cure starts to play over the ballpark. Valerio steps in from the right side. 188 hitter this year. The pitch from Rowan. Lifted in the air. Out behind second. Marte, the shortstop, a foot away from the second base bag, makes the catch. First out of the inning. Shuckers have the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. Now back to the top of the order in the righty, Lamar Sparks. Shuckers trail it 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Roa, a long set. Now delivers. Sparks takes a strike at 93 in the inside corner. Count goes to 0-1. pitch to the plate. Sparks swings and misses. Helmet almost falls off. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Roa rocks the reds colored glove and the red cleats come set. A long wait, now delivers. Sparks takes up high. Count evens up 2-2. Roa was originally drafted in the second round of the 2020 draft. Now, Texas A&M. Actually teammates with a couple of guys in the Shuckers team this past offseason in the Arizona Fall League. 1-2 delivery. Sparks waves and misses on a slider. Second out of the inning. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Fourth strikeout today from Roa. Two away, one on. 1-0 lookouts here in the top of the third inning. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. The pitch home. Churio takes a curveball away. Kemp goes to 1-0. Roma delivers. Churio hammers it hard on the ground, back up the middle. McAfee, the second baseman, gets it. Shortstop side of the bag and taps second to end the inning. Shuckers get the leadoff man on. They don't get a run. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers trail it 1-0 through 2.5. Back to AT&T Field after this. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
But 1-0 against Chattanooga. Justin Jarvis back on the hill. Delivers his first pitch of the inning. It's a curveball that misses away to the switch hitting James Free, who's in from the left side. Free tripled off the wall in center last time up. The pitch home. Misses inside, almost gets him on the pants. Count goes to 2-0. It's part of back-to-back triples that plated the only runs for Chattanooga. Jarvis delivers. Check swing. Fastball up high. Third base umpire Stephen Hodgins says he does not go. Kemp goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The righty Jarvis fires. Lifted high and deep in the air to right. Sparks camps under it towards the warning track. Now turns back towards the wall and makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the lefty Alex McGarry. Triple home three back in the first inning. 1-0 lookouts here on the bottom of the third inning. Third game of a six-game series. Chattanooga took each of the first two. Jarvis delivers home. McGarry pops it foul, top of the screen, third base side. And the count goes 0-1. Jarvis delivers. Lifted foul up and out of play. Back towards Arbor. He smacks off the fan. That hangs from the overhang. And the count goes 0-2. Gary calls time and steps out. The high fastball has been the go-to pitch for Jarvis. Delivers home. A splitter down low. It bounces about 2 feet before the plate. McGarry swings over it. Fourth strikeout today for Jarvis. Brings up Reese Hines. Two outs, nobody on. Jarvis delivers. Taps it foul back to the screen. Count goes 0-1. Hines was one of the four different strikeout victims from Jarvis today. Struck out in a high fastball in the first. The righty delivers. Chops it right back to Jarvis. Cool and calmly grabs it, flips it to Warren at first, and that ends the inning. A quick 1-2-3 inning from Jarvis. And since those back-to-back triples, he hasn't allowed a hit. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the fourth. It's 1-0 Chattanooga. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
On the ground, foul, first base side. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Jacob Blake back with you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Nestled around the mountains of Tennessee. Just a little bit away from Lookout Mountain, which is where the Lookouts originally got their name from about 140 years ago. The 0-1 delivery. Black takes low and inside. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. The Lookouts have been playing baseball here in Chattanooga for quite some time. Pitch to the plate, misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The Lookouts have been a part of Double A since 1885. The 2-1 delivery. Black takes a curveball inside, and the count goes to 3-3. They were an original member of the Southern League back in 1885. You think, wow, the Southern League was around in 1885. The Southern League, one of the longest-running leagues in minor league baseball. 3-1 pitch, up and away, ball four. Black works the leadoff walk. Brings up Xavier Warren from the left side. Black at first, nobody out, top of the fourth inning. Rowe, a long set, delivers home. Curveball, misses up high, count goes to 1-0. The Lookouts got their name in 1909 after a Name the Team contest, which surprisingly, those were held back in 1909. 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. You think about all the new school names that are through a Name the Team contest. The Shuckers were through a Name the Team contest. It's been going back for more than 120 years. The 2-0 delivery. Warren takes up high, and the count goes to 3-0. AT&T Field, built in 2000. After they previously played in Ingalls Stadium from 1930 to 1999. That was the mecca of baseball here in Chattanooga for almost 70 years. The 3-0 delivery. Warren takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. And because it's a team that's been around for almost 140 years, there's a fair amount of history in Chattanooga baseball. Check back to first. Black dives back in. Clayton Kershaw pitched here when the Lookouts were a member of the Dodgers organization. Him and Chris Bryant were both in the Lookouts together. 3-1 pitch. Warren pops it up in the air out to left center field. Long way over from Hurtubise and Hines. Hurtubise, the center fielder, makes the catch in left center. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. One out, one on. Top of the fourth inning. Shuckers trail at 1-0. Gives us 10 seconds for station identification. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch is Zamora. Called strike one on the outside corner. Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Sun starting to set. Lights at full effect. Tyler Black's at first. Freddie Zamora's at the plate. Shuckers trail it 1-0. The righty Christian Rowe checks back to first. And Black dives back in. Pitch to the plate. Called strike inside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. Zamora popped out to short back in the second inning. Shuckers have just one hit. It's a Xavier Warren double in the second. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. That's the fifth strikeout today from Roa. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Two outs, runner on. 1-0. Shuckers trail the Lookouts here in the top of the fourth inning. His first pitch. Caro taps it back up the middle. Couple of hops to the second baseman McAfee. Slings it across his body to first. And Caro's retired for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for the third straight inning. The Shuckers get the leadoff man on. And then immediately three straight retired by Roa. We end to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Lookouts. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Justin Jarvis. 1-0 lookouts from Chattanooga. Jarvis, the Shuckers starter, delivers. Lifted in the air out towards right center field. Sparks a long way back towards the warning track. Whips up the glove and reels it in for the first down. He had to go a long ways to make the catch. McAfee's retired for the first down. Brings up the lefty, Daniel Veoe. Shuckers trail it 1-0. The only run today came in the first inning for the Lookouts on back-to-back triples. Since then, the Lookouts don't have a hit. Pitch to Veoin. Curveball stays back on it. Rolls it to first, but it's foul. Just wide of the bag. And the count goes to 0-1. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Southern League scoreboard update brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Middle of the third inning, M Braves up 1-0 on Montgomery. Pitch to the plate. Misses low. Count evens up 1-1. Bottom second from Rocket City, Birmingham, who snapped a 10-game losing streak last night, up 1-0. Pitch home. Curveball. Nub up the third baseline. Foul. The count goes to 1-2. Birmingham and Rocket City meeting up tonight at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. And then top of the second inning, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who seemingly have not lost since they split a six-game series with the Shuckers 3-3. Top of the second, Blue Wahoos nothing. Smokies nothing. Pensacola has won 18 of their last 19 games. And even though the Shuckers have the second-best record in the Southern League, they are 5 games behind the Blue Wahoos for the division lead. Mayoine calls time and steps out. Jarvis wasn't a fan. His guy likes to go quick. Very much a Max Scherzer bulldog type on the mound. Just wants to get the ball, throw a strike, and do it again. The 1-2 delivery. Mayoine pops it up. Third base side out of play. Stays at 1-2. Jarvis's 1-2 delivery. In the dirt, Hero blocks it up. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. No, it got in and out of Hero's glove. Tipped off the glove and got him on the left thigh. Count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Would have been a great effort by Caro to nab it for the strikeout. Just tipped off Bayouin's bat off Caro's glove. Big Oilers listener Kane, who's tuning in from the Hattiesburg area tonight. Thanks so much for listening in, Kane. Jarvis's 2-2 delivery. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. 95-mile-an-hour heater. And Veoin strikes out for the second time tonight. It's the 5th strikeout from Jarvis. Brings up the righty, Nick Northcutt. 2 outs, nobody on. 1-0, Lookouts over the Shuckers. Pitch to the plate. Lifted high and deep down the left field line. Foul. It hits off the netting that protects flying foul balls from going onto the highway, which runs about 30 or 40 feet beyond the left field wall. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss on the slider. The count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. misses way up high and inside. Northcutt bends out of the way. Conroy to pop out of the crouch to grab it. Jarvis delivers. Up and away. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Northcutt struck out swinging back in the second inning. Fastball up and away. Jarvis delivers. Misses low, gets by Caro, and the count goes full. Jarvis gets the sign, kicks and fires. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back looking strikeouts from Jarvis. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. He's retired 7 in a row. We head to the 5th. 1-0 lookouts. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Nothing. Right as Christian Roa delivers. Misses up high and inside. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Shuckers have just 1 hit. Roa delivers. Rodriguez fouls it back. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Rodriguez waves and misses. Slider on the inside corner. Strikes out for the second time today. 6th strikeout today by Roa. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Lutz in from the right side. The righty Roa delivers to him. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. 1 run came in the bottom of the first inning for Chattanooga on back-to-back triples. Since then, both teams have been scoreless. 1-0 delivery. Misses up high. The count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lutz reached on a leadoff walk in the 3rd inning and got stranded after 3 straight were retired by Roa. He delivers home. Lutz takes up high. The count goes to 3 balls and 0 strikes. Roa is a guy who's just been terrific here in the month of May. Hasn't allowed a run. 3-0 delivery. Lutz takes up high, and it's ball 4. Just standing at the plate with the bat on his shoulder. He's taken all the way. Felix Valerio steps in. Man on, one out. Pitch to the righty, Valerio. Misses low. The count goes to 1-0. Valerio popped out to short last time up. Back in the third inning. But a good pitcher's duel between these two teams tonight. The 1-0 delivery. Called strike at the knees. Count evens up 1-1. With sets. Valerio calls time and steps out. The way Christian Roa goes about his business, the way that Justin Jarvis is going about his business on the Shucker side of things is two polar opposites. Roa uses up every single second he's given with the pitch timer. Jarvis, not so much. Pitch to the plate. Slider misses low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Working for both of them. Pitch the plate. Valerio fouls it back. The count evens up 2-2. Delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. Roa's pitch count, real similar to what it was yesterday for Joe Boyle. 64 pitches, just 35 strikes, 29 have been out of the zone. The 3-2 delivery. Valerio swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play, and the count stays at 3-2. Roa sets, third base side of the rubber, delivers home. Valerio swings and lifts it foul. Lutz was off with the pitch. The count stays at 3-2. You're just joining us, top of the fifth inning from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Shuckers were shut out yesterday, and they've been shut out by Christian Roa through the first four and a third innings today. They trail it 1-0. Roa delivers. Runner off. Valerio swings and rolls it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Northcutt grabs it. Slings it a bit high to first, but McGarry stretches and grabs it for the second out of the inning. A good job by Lutz, though, with Huff with the pitch. And it's really the main reason why that didn't get turned into a double play. Brings up the top of the order on the righty, Lamar Sparks. Two outs. Runner on second. Lutz the tying run at second, Sparks the go-ahead run at the plate. Sparks is 0-2 today. Roa delivers the first pitch to him. Takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Roa sets, Lutz off second. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Nobody's holding Lutz on, so he gets a big lead off the second base bag. Pitch home. Fastball. Called strike one at 96. We've seen Roa touch 97 tonight. Fastball has been about 92 to 94. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. That one at 96. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers have stranded 3 base runners tonight, trying to avoid a fourth. The 2-2 pitch. swing and a ground ball to short. Marte grabs it, shuffles, fires to first. Beat Sparks by a half step. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers have left four aboard, one in each of the last four innings. They trim it 1-0 after four and a half. Back to Chattanooga after this. The Biloxi Shuckers bring you now.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Side up and out of play, and the count goes 0-2. Jarvis has worked quickly and he's worked efficiently. Just one run allowed on two hits, and he struck out six. One away from 45 strikeouts on the season. The 0-2 delivery. This is low. Count goes to 1-2. He's been one of the best prospect stories in the Brewers organization. 0-2 delivery. Fouled back. Jarvis delivers home. Serve it takes up high and inside. Goes to two balls and two strikes. Jarvis gets the ball back quick. Now kicks and fires to Serve. Slider misses low. The count goes to three balls and two strikes. Alrighty, Jarvis delivers home. Swing and a broken bat flare out to left. In comes Rodriguez, and he drops down in front of him for a base hit. That's the first base hit for the Lookouts since Alex McGarry tripled off the left center field wall back in the first inning to bring home James Freeman for the only run we've seen on either side of this game. And on first with one away for Jacob Pertipes, who's in from the left side. Tyler Black, the third baseman, in a couple of steps expecting the bunt. Sert at first. First pitch bunt shown. Takes it back as the pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. But speaking about how good Justin Jarvis has been, he enters today with a 2.18 ERA. With the one run allowed, he's up to 2.19 on the year. Pitch home, runner off to second, swing and a miss. Caro fires to second, a bit to the third base side. Zamora grabs it and spins around and tags Serta. Serta tried to jump away from the tag, and Zamora swung the glove around and said, no, no, no. You're the first out of the inning. It was a swinging strike. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. It was a very slow developing play. Jarvis delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. It's the ninth runner cut down this year by Kiro in 21 attempts. 2-1 delivery. Popped up foul behind home plate off the netting. Counted 2-2. He entered today with a 40% caught stealing rate. Now at a 43% rate. And he's 20 years old. 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Got him on a splitter at 83 miles an hour. Second out of the inning. That brings up the righty Nuovi Marte. Marte stands in from the right side. Nobody on. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch home. Marte takes low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Marte's 0 for 2. Ground out, a pop out. The pitch home. Slider called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Jarvis picks up the leg and fires. Marte takes inside and the count goes to 2-1. Jarvis delivers home. Swing and hammer. This one's driven deep to lefty, and it gets over the wall. It's about a 20-foot wall, and it went about 22 feet up. Marte's sixth homer of the year makes it 2-0 lookouts. That was a line drive homer. Hold off Marte's bat. 19th RBI of the year. And it puts the lookouts up 2-0. Brings up the switch hitting James Free. And as Marte walks back to the dugout, Jarvis already has the new ball in hand and is standing on the rubber ready to get back at it. Delivers to Free. Slider misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0. That was just the fourth home run given up this year by Jarvis. He's beaten by a top 100 prospect. Pitch home. Free rolls it on the ground, right into Warren's gut, flips it to Jarvis, and that ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Nuovi Marte homer extends the Chattanooga lead. They lead it 2-0 after five. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers
Radio Network. I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Up the leg and fires. Jurio takes up high and leaves up 1-1. Lookouts extended their lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Solo shot from Nuovi Marte. Rowe delivers. Jurio checks his swing. Pitch away. First base umpire Kyle Stutz says he does not go. And the count sits at 2-1. Rowe fires. Jurio waves and misses. Change up low. Went about 3/4 of the way. And the count evens up 2-2. Rowe is into his sixth inning of work. First time he's done that this year. Delivers to Jurio. Jurio waves and misses. Pitch off the outside corner. That's seventh strikeout tonight. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Black's 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. Nobody on, one away. 2-0 lookouts here in the top of the sixth inning. Rowan delivers. Black takes down low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers have been held scoreless ever since the fifth inning on Tuesday. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes up and in, and it gets him. Gets him on his right arm. Shakes it off a bit as he walks down to first. Reaches base for the second time tonight. Got stranded after a leadoff walk in the fourth inning. Reaches with one out here on the sixth. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Stands in from the left side. 1-for-2 with a double. That double, the only Shuckers hit of the day against the righty Christian Roa. Roa delivers. Warren takes a changeup on the outside corner. Strike one. Shuckers have been held scoreless for 17 and a third innings. The last run they scored was on Jefferson Caro's third home run of Tuesday's game. The 0-1 delivery. Black's off to second. Pitch misses away. The throw to second. Wide. He slides in, and he's called out. And out quickly comes the manager, Mike Guerrero. The throw was way on the first base side of the bag. Black slid in. And if Marte tagged him, he got him on his cleats. Black walks off the field. Guerrero out to talk to third base umpire Steve Hawkins. Black caught stealing for the third time this year. If he'd swiped the bag, it would have been his 20th stolen base of the year. Black slid in head first, and his feet went up when he slid in. Marte swung the tag around. Got him on the toes. Guerrero walks back to the dugout. It's an impressive play from Marte. Have the ability to swing the tag around and get him on the cleats when he's sliding in. It's an athletic play. Guerrero steps back into the dugout. Xavier Warren in from the left side. 1-1, the count with two away. The pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Warren, the only hit of the day for Biloxi. Roa delivers. Warren waves and misses. Fastball at 96, top of the zone. And the count evens up 2-2. Warren stands in at the very back of the left-handed box. Roa delivers. Warren fouls it back. Count stays at 2-2. The pitch to Warren. Misses up and away, and the count goes full. That was the 85th pitch for Roa. Fourth time this year he's thrown more than 80 pitches in a game. 3-2 delivery. Warren swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 3-2. The season high for Roa is 103 pitches. He did that over five innings against the Birmingham Barons 2 weeks back. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball inside corner. Bailey blocks it up. Tags Warren. And that ends the inning. Eighth strikeout of the day from Roa. And the Shuckers go scoreless here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 lookouts through 5.5. Justin Jarvis back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday.
Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a Clear Backpack Giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
First pitch of the inning is chopped on the ground to the second baseman, Felix Valerio, who fires to Xavier Warren. Alex McGarry crowds out. We're off and running here in the sixth inning. Justin Jarvis back on the hill. Looking to go six innings for the fourth time this year. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Gone scoreless in the first six innings after being shut out yesterday. Pitch to the righty, Reese Hines. He has a called strike one on the outside corner. Chapik Blake back with you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Jarvis delivers. Slider, wave and a miss. 80 miles an hour, fluttered in. One of the slowest pitches Jarvis has thrown today. Threw Hines off. He was expecting high fastball. He's way ahead of it. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Step back into the box. The high Red Sox. Right white batting gloves. Jarvis delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 95. That's the eighth strikeout from Jarvis. Two away. Brings up the righty Quincy McAfee. That was just the 85th pitch from Jarvis. He has not gone past 90 in a game this year. He's rolling right now. First pitch to the righty McAfee is lifted in the air. Third base side foul territory. Black's over, runs out of room. Zamora is over as well from short. He also runs out of room. Drops down out of play. Count goes to 1-1. McAfee's 0-1 today with a fly out and a walk. Flew out to right last time up in the fourth inning. Jarvis is 0-1 delivery. Slider misses away. The count evens up, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and chopped hard and foul. Third base side. Count goes to 1-2. The third time this year, Jarvis has struck out at least 8 in a game. First time he's done it since he struck out 10. Back a month ago against Rocket City. 1-2 pitch is lifted foul. First base side out of play. And stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Jarvis delivers. Up and away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. The pitch to McAfee. Down low, Caro blocks it up. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Nobody on. Lookouts up 2-0. The 3-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Ball four. The third walk allowed today by Jarvis. Second to McAfee. Brings up the lefty, Daniel Bayoin. Two away, man on first, 2-0 lookouts in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jarvis about to deliver his 93rd pitch of the day. Wave and a miss, fastball at 95, and the count goes down 1. Seminaris set a Shuckers pitcher season high yesterday with 101 pitches. Neil, one delivery. Slider lifted hard and foul off an inning. First base side, and the count goes to 0-2. Jarvis's career high is 103 pitches, which he threw last year with the Wisconsin Timberrafters, where he made 24 starts before being promoted to AA. One of the better pitchers in the Southern League since. 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ninth strikeout of the day from Justin Jarvis. That one on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the seventh. 2-0 Chattanooga. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Inning. Lookouts lead the Shuckers 2-0. It's the righty Freddy Zamora who leads things off for Biloxi. First pitch misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Final line for Roa, who continues what's been a terrific May, has not allowed a run and extends it now to 15 innings to start the month. Six innings, one run, no hits. Check that, one hit, no runs. Three walks, eight strikeouts. Pitch on. Zamora takes away. Count goes to 2-0. Throws 88 pitches. Brings in Kachuk, who works from the right side. Zamora's 0-2 today. Kachuk delivers. Zamora swings and fouls it back. It goes to 2-1. Kachuk this year makes his second appearance. He scored his first outing of the year. Last time out. Two innings, one walk, no strikeouts. The pitch is Zamora. Swings and fouls it back. Count evens at 2-2. Zamora calls time and steps out of the box. The 2-2 pitch. Zamora swings and lifts this in the air towards right center field. Hurtubise, the center fielder, goes back towards the warning track. He makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Shuckers trail a 2-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Caro today 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. One away, nobody on. Kachuk delivers. Caro waves and misses at a slider. And the count goes to 0-1. Shuckers have just one hit today. came to lead off the second inning. Since then, they've gone hitless, only reached via walk three different times. The pitch misses away, and the count evens up, one ball and one strike. The pitch to the plate, swing and chops it foul back towards the lookout's dugout at the baseline. Count goes to one ball and two strikes with one away. Pitch shoots, stares in. Delivers to Kara. Swing and a chopper to third. Couple of hops. Northcutt dives, gets it, gets to his knees, throws to first, and it's not in time. Caro, good speed out of the box to beat it out. It's the Shuckers' first hit since the second inning. They bring a tied run to the plate. It's the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. 2-0 lookouts, top of the seventh inning. Kachut's first pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Kachut delivers. Rodriguez, ooh, he backs out of the way. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. That was one of the more impressive ways to get out of the way of a baseball. He shot his legs back, somehow kept his momentum facing upwards so he didn't fall over, and then took a couple steps towards the lookout's dugouts from the faceplant. They lean out quickly to talk to Kachut. Shuckers trail it 2-0. They struggled against this lookout's bullpen. Caro's hit just the sixth against the lookout's bullpen this series by the Shuckers. Do not have a run against the lookout's bullpen. The chute bends a little bit. Now comes set. And delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Pitch home. Hold strike one on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. Count it, three balls and one strike with one away. The pitch home. Rodriguez swings and rolls it on the ground to second. McAfee, the second baseman, fires to second for one. The return to first, not in time. Good job by Rodriguez. Hustled out of the box. He was able to prevent the double play. Arrows retired on the fielder's choice. And now brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Tying run still at the plate. Two away. Shuckers trail it 2-0 at the top of the seventh. The pitch. This is inside, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Lutz has not recorded an official at-bat today. He's 0-for-0 with two walks. Rodriguez, short lead off first. Kachut delivers. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch to Lutz. Swing and a chopper to third, foul. Count goes to two balls and one strike. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball called strike two on the outside corner. That one at 94. count evens. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Shuckers trail it 2-0 here in the seventh. The pitch, Rodriguez goes, pitch up high, throw to second on one hop, squirts out of Marte's glove and into center. It's a stolen base for Carlos Rodriguez, his sixth of the year. Now the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. A 3-2 count. Kachuk delivers. Misses away, ball four, and the tying runs to first. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. It's the third walk tonight, drawn by Lutz. And it now brings out the pitching coach, Brian Garman. With two away, runners on first and second. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Oakwell Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers farm system. We start in single A. Doubleheader today between the Mudcats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mudcats got no hit in game one, fell 7-0. Currently lead it 2-1 here in game two, bottom of the third inning. Elsewhere around the system, bottom five in high A. Timber Rattlers trailing the Quad Cities River Bandits 4-2. Top eight, 3-3 between Nashville and Durham at AAA. Brewers off today. They'll take on the Major League Baseball best Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow night. First pitch at 5:40 Central. Garman back to the dugout. Two runners on, two away. Shuckers down by two. First pitch to Valerio. Takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Good shoot sets. Now delivers. Misses up and away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Lutz at first. Rodriguez at second. The pitch to Valerio. Swing and a chopper. Foul. Third base side. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers tonight are 0-4 with the runner in scoring position. They're 3 for their last 33 over the last five games. Trying to break through here. 2-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Kachuk fires. Swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Lutz at first, Rodriguez at second. Both will be off the pitch. Kachuk fires. Swing and lifts it high in the air out to right center field. Hurtubise, the center fielder, back towards the warning track, makes the catch about 10 feet shy of the wall, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. 2-0 Chattanooga after 6.5. Back to AT&T Field after this. Lexi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Chattanooga Lookouts. Game three of a six-game set. Nick Bennett now in. The lefty delivers home to the righty, Nick Northcutt. Swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Justin Jarvis done after six innings. Gives up two runs on four hits. Strikes out nine. The 0-1 delivery. Northcutt takes a curveball for strike two. Bennett in the game. He's been terrific for the Shuckers this year. Switched into relief role in 2023. 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Got him on a curveball. A real good pitch from Nick Bennett. Northcutt strikes out for the third time today. He's up to righty Alan Serta. Bennett on the year. He's made nine appearances coming in today. 18 and two-thirds innings with a 3.86 ERA. First pitch to Serta. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Goes to 0-1. Nine walks, 17 strikeouts. Five-inning scoreless streak coming in today. The pitch, slider, misses inside, and the count evens up 1-1. Bennett, last time out on Saturday against Rocket City. Two scoreless innings with a walk and three strikeouts. Bennett's 1-1 delivery. Swing and tipped foul off Caro's midsection. And he just lays there behind the plate. In about a mount as much pain as one would be in if they got hit right in between the legs. Athletic trainer Andrew Stanling's out along with manager Mike Guerrero to make sure Caro's okay. That's the second time he's been hit there. Stanling continuing to talk to him to make sure he's okay. That's the second time in the last 2 weeks Caro's taken one between the legs. And it doesn't matter what kind of protection you have. That one's not going to feel good. Well, Caro takes a moment to get set. He's back up to his feet. Only takes a moment to get set. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. Let's see Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Caro's back to his feet. Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Lookouts lead the Shuckers 2-0. Caro right now throwing with Xavier Warren up the first baseline with a couple of throws to make sure he's okay. Looks like it also might have nicked his bare hand. He got a foul tip right to the midsection. Trainer Andrew Stanling came out along with the manager Mike Guerrero to make sure he's okay. Now both of them are talking with the home plate umpire Caleb Martin. All is good. They are back to the dugout. Bottom of the seventh inning. Nick Bennett's on. His first inning over, faces the righty Alan Serta. Lookouts lead it 2-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Bennett delivers. Curveball called strike three. What a beautiful pitch from Nick Bennett. 78 miles an hour. Serta down looking. He brings up the lefty Jacob Hurtubise. That's three straight strikeouts by Shunker's pitching going back to last inning. Hurtubise stands in from the left side. Bennett delivers home. Curveball called strike one. Hurtubise almost ducked out of the box. The 0-1 pitch. Hurtubise waves and misses. Count goes to 0-2. Hurtubise is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Bennett delivers home. Lifted in the air out towards short center field. Zamora, the shortstop, out and makes the catch to end the inning. So 1-2-3 inning from Nick Bennett. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through seven in Chattanooga. Lookouts lead it 2-0. Biloxi Shuckers.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing. We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
First pitch of the eighth inning is a called strike to Lamar Sparks, and we're back underway here in Chattanooga. Shuckers trail it 2-0. No runs on two hits for Biloxi. Manuel Kachuk delivers. Sparks takes up and in. Count evens. 1-1. Sparks is 0-for-3 today. Kachuk fires home. Swing and chops it foul. Count goes to 1-2. Javid Blake back with you from Chattanooga. Sun almost set. We head past the 9 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. Good shoot. Delivers home. Sparks takes up and away. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 87 miles an hour on the outside corner. Sparks strikes out. Brings up the righty, Jack Centurion. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Chattanooga, top of the eighth inning. The pitch home. This is away. The count goes to 1-0-0. Well, it's a special day in the baseball community. Brooks Robinson turns 86 years old today. The 1-0 delivery. Churio takes inside and almost gets it. It goes to 2-0. Robinson, a 23-year veteran of the Baltimore Orioles, has a real special connection here in Chattanooga. Back at the old Engels Stadium, the Lookouts played up until 2000 when they moved into AT&T Field. The pitch home. Churio takes a called strike on the outside corner. There used to be an annual Brooks Robinson Day. Red Foods, which was a local grocery store chain in the Chattanooga area, used to have a food drive at the ballpark. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Curveball at 89. Counts even up 2-2. And Robinson used to appear at the ballpark every year for Brooks Robinson Day for the food truck. The thing that went on for a number of years at Engels Stadium. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. Real special for a guy who was not born in Tennessee. He was born and raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. Attended UA Little Rock before going on to an illustrious Hall of Fame career. 3-2 delivery. Jurio swings and lines it down the left field line. Outfield was shaded towards right, and it takes one hop off the wall. Hines picks it up and fires it in. Churio's in a second with a stand-up double. Now runner in scoring position for Tyler Black. That was big right there from Churio. It's the second extra base hit of the day for the Shuckers. It extends Churio's hit streak to 7 in a row and his on-base streak to 8 straight. And it also ends the night for Manuel Cachute. Manager Jose Moreno comes out, takes the ball, and in comes a new pitcher. We'll take a break. New pitcher in the ball game for Chattanooga with the tying run at the plate when we return. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Fisher misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you from Chattanooga. Top of the eighth inning, Jackson Churio just doubled off the left field wall, put himself in scoring position. The 1-0 delivery to Black. Fastball, call this strike. Count evens up 1-1. Fisher got the 2/3 of an inning save yesterday on just 9 pitches. More than okay to go without a day's rest. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Fisher's been very good this year. 12 appearances, 1.35 ERA, and 13 and a third innings. 5 walks, 17 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 119 against him. Shuckers are a team that this year has struggled against left-handed pitching. The 1-2 delivery. Black fouls it back, and the count stays at 1-2. Entering today, the Shuckers as a team are hitting 182 against left-handed pitching, compared to 245 against righties. Trio off second. Fisher delivers. Black takes away, and the count evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers are looking for their first run in a while. They have not scored since the 5th inning of the series opener. They've gone 19 straight innings without a run. Their longest stretch of the year. Fisher checks back to second. No throw. Just stares at Churio as he dances back to the bag. Fisher sets. High set at the letters. Delivers home. Swing and a miss. Slider at 82. Flag strikes out for the second time today. Now two away with a runner in scoring position for Xavier Warren. Warren's 1-for-3 today with a double. Swings around and bats from the right side for the first time today. Fisher steps off. Chirio dances back to the bat. First pitch, curveball, called strike one. Warren this year as a righty is 1-for-19 with 6 strikeouts, but that one was a homer. Homer right now would tie things up for Biloxi. Trail it 2-0, top of the 8th inning. Fisher delivers. Swing, and it's lifted foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to 0-2. Fisher's 0-2 delivery. Swing and lifted in the air out towards short right. Serta a long way to go. Loses the cap. James Sunderick makes the catch to end the inning. Shuckers strand Churio in second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. They've stranded 7. They've gone scoreless the first 7.5 innings. Lookouts lead it 2-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom 8 from Chattanooga. Lookouts lead the Shuckers 2-0. Third game of a 6-game set. Javik Blake back with you from AT&T Field. Nick Bennett back on for his second inning of work. First pitch he throws is a curveball, and it's a called strike one to the righty Nuovi Marte. He's the reason why it's 2-0. Solo shot last time up. The pitch misses away, and the count evens up 1-1. That home run, Marte's 6th of the year, drove in his 19th run. Bennett delivers home. Marte takes the curveball, 78 miles an hour in the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Bennett fires. Swing, and it's lifted down the right field line. Sparks is over and makes the catch, first out of the inning. One gone for the switch hitting James Free, who comes up from the right side for the first time tonight. 2-0 lookouts, one out, bottom of the 8th inning. Gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. First pitch is a curveball, and it misses low for ball one. Bottom of the 6th inning. And Braves up 4-0 on the Biscuits. 1-0 delivery. curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. Top seven, Birmingham up 2-0 on Rocket City. And at the end of the fifth inning, the Smokies up 4-1 on the Blue Wahoos. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Free is 1-for-3 today. Triple back in the first inning. The pitch. Line foul. Hot shot towards the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. The foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him on a curveball at 81. That's the third strikeout in an inning and two-thirds from Nick Bennett. He's retired five straight since coming in. And with two away, brings up the lefty, Alex McGarry. The first pitch, curveball, called strike one. That's been the go-to pitch this year from Bennett. He said one of the main things when becoming a reliever is learning to use that curveball a lot more. The 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Then why not? It's been a go-to pitch for Nick Bennett. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. He said he's a guy with five pitches, but as a reliever, you only really need to use two when you pick your best two and go with it. 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Four strikeouts for Nick Bennett in two innings of work. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. Chattanooga leads it 2-0. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the ninth inning. Shuckers 18 keep it going. Welcome back to Chattanooga, Tennessee. David Lakewood viewing the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Lookouts 2, Shuckers nothing. Shuckers fell yesterday by a 2-0 score. Haven't scored since the fifth inning in the first game of this series. We have the bottom half of the order up against the new man in the ballgame, the lefty Evan Kravitz, who relieves Andy Fisher, who goes 2/3 of an inning and throws 9 pitches for the second straight day. Kravitz on for the save. Makes his fifth appearance of the year. Faces Freddie Zamora, righty first up. The pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Kravitz in 9 1/3 innings has allowed 5 earned runs, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery to Zamora. Called a strike on the inside corner. Pitch that flutters in at 79. Count evens up 1-1. Kravitz fires. Misses low and inside. And the count goes to 2-1. Zamora's 0-3 today. Strikeout, pop out, the flyout. Kravitz delivers. Inside, almost gets Samora as the back out of the way of it. And goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Shuckers trail it by two. Kravitz delivers. Swing and a ground ball chopped a couple times to short. Marte on the run, grabs it, slings it from the middle of the diamond, and retires Zamora for the first out. On away, and it brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. Shuckers trail it 2-0. No runs, three hits, no errors for Biloxi. Two runs, four hits, and no errors for Chattanooga. First pitch to Caro. Swing and chops it foul off his front foot. It's been a tough day for Caro. Took one between the legs while catching, and this time hammers one off the instep of his front foot. Smacks the helmet to the ground and throws his bat down as well. That is not a good sign. The 20-year-old star of the Biloxi Shuckers, one of the stars in the Brewers organization, Andrew Staling, the trainer out alongside the manager, Mike Guerrero. You hope that him tossing the bat was just to release some of the pain, not because anything seriously injured. Gives Caro the bat. He's good to go. That's good to see right there from Caro. Walks back up to the plate. Just a real tough kid behind the plate. We've seen him get dinged up. Feels like more than any other catcher the Shuckers have faced this year. The kid just keeps on battling. 20 years old, one of the youngest guys in the Southern League, and he steps back in. 0-1 delivery. Swing and pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Northcutt under it from third. Makes the catch in the coach's box. Second out. Brings up a pinch hitter. Wes Clark comes up for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Clark a righty. Shuckers opt to send up the righty against the lefty, Evan Kravitz. Steps in from the right side as a pinch hitter. It's Clark's first pinch hit appearance of the year. Pinch hitters for the Shuckers 0-for-8 this season. Shuckers down to their final out. The pitch home. Clark takes a strike at 91 on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Clark this year hitting 176 with a 343 OBP. That OBP, the big part. Shuckers need base runners. 0-1 pitch. Clark takes inside, and the count evens up 1-1. Rodriguez done for the day after he goes 0-for-3 with a stolen base. Kravitz delivers. Clark takes inside. Well, check that. The second pitch was called a strike. This one on a check swing is also called a strike. It's a ball in the dirt. Leoine tags Clark, and that's the game. Clark strikes out the Shuckers. Ball to 19-17 on the year. Chattanooga improves to 17-18. Lookouts take it 2-0 over Biloxi. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of 4,453 here in Chattanooga. Final line score for Biloxi. No runs, three hits, no errors. They go scoreless and hitless in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The Shuckers today also leave 7 on and go 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Chattanooga, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Chattanooga Goes 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position, but the one was a big one. An RBI triple from Alex McGarry. And the lookout shut out the Shuckers for the second straight game when they win it 2-0 for the second straight night. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. We'll wrap everything up for tonight and look ahead to tomorrow. Shuckers back in action for game 4 of the series with Vice Myers on the hill. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Chattanooga. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers fall to low counts 2-0 for the second straight game, and a game that went a lot like yesterday. Two early runs for Chattanooga, and the pitching staff combines to shut out the Shuckers. 11 strikeouts for the Lookouts pitching staff. Well, they allowed just 2 hits. The Shuckers continue to be unable to solve the Lookouts starting pitching staff and bullpen. They haven't scored since the 5th inning in game 1 of the series. That's now 22 straight innings scoreless by the Lookouts pitching staff. Time to take you through the scoring summary. It's another quick one. Lookouts got their first run in the first inning. James Free tripled off the wall in center. Then Alex McGarry tripled off the left center field wall. 2 triples in a row, and it brought home Free to make it a 1-0 game. Justin Jarvis then settled in a big way. He ends up striking out 9 on the night. He does allow a home run, second run of the game for Chattanooga in the 5th inning. A line drive shot from Lovie Marte, his 6th of the year. Drives in his 19th run, and that ends the game. As far as the scoring is concerned, Jarvis ends up going 6 innings, gets tagged with a loss, falls to 4-2 on the year, but strikes out 9, up to 47 strikeouts on the year, and throws 95 pitches, while Christian Roa allows 1 hit over 6 scoreless innings, walks 3, strikes out 8, earns the win for Chattanooga. He improves to 1-3. Manuel Kachup, Andy Fisher, Evan Kravitz finish it off. They combined for 3 innings out of the pen. Fisher and Kravitz don't allow a hit over the final inning and 2/3. The bullpen combines to strike out 3, and Kravitz gets his first save of the season. Again, final time of the game, 2 hours and 6 minutes. The attendance, 4,400. and 53. Shuckers have lost five in a row. They now sit at 19 and 17 on the season, 9-9 on the road. The Lookouts, meanwhile, have won three straight overall and six straight at home. They sit at 17 and 18 on the season, 13 and 8 at AT&T Field. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up, including a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update for one final time on the night before we get you set for Friday night with Tobias Myers on the hill for the Shuckers against Lion Richardson, a left-hander for Chattanooga. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Shuckers postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Jacob Blake alongside you as we wrap everything up in a 2-0 Shuckers loss to the Chattanooga Lookout. Shuckers have now lost five in a row, their longest losing streak of the season, as they sit at 19-17 on the season. The Lookouts win their third in a row and improved to 17-18 on the season after they got swept in a five-game series last week against the Mississippi Braves. Shuckers get no runs on three hits without an error. Chattanooga is limited to two runs for the second straight game. It's been a great series for the Shuckers pitching staff the last 2 days, but it's been an equally good series for the Lookouts pitching staff. Chattanooga, two runs, four hits without an error. Christian Roa gets the win. Six innings, one hit, no runs allowed. Three walks and eight strikeouts. Improved to 1-3 on the season. Jarvis allows just two runs in six innings, which bumps up his ERA up to 2.31 on the year after he came in at 2.18. That's how good of a year it's been for Jarvis. He walks three, strikes out nine, and throws 95 pitches. Nick Bennett comes in relief and throws two perfect innings to continue what's been a real terrific season for the left-handed reliever who switched into a relief role for the first time on the year. Evan Kravitz gets the save for Chattanooga, goes an inning, strikes out one, puts the side down, three up, three down on just 10 pitches. Time for a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. First, let's start around the Southern League. Top of the eighth inning, Birmingham looks like they're on their way to their second straight win after a 10-game losing streak. They're up 5-0 on the Trash Pandas. Top of the seventh inning, and if all thing holds, the Shuckers winner tomorrow is still five games back of the Blue Wahoos for first place in the South Division. The Smokies lead the Blue Wahoos 4-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the seventh inning, how about the surging M-Braves? At one point, they had the worst record in the Southern League, Now they're at 15-19 and lead the Montgomery Biscuits 8-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Elsewhere around the Brewers farm system, it's the top of the sixth inning in game two of a doubleheader between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Carolina Mudcats. Mudcats, the home team, playing in Kannapolis, part of a doubleheader the two teams have made up today. Carolina up 4-1, top of the sixth inning. They were no hit in game one. A 7-0 Cannonballers win as the Mudcats sit at 20-14 on the season. Middle of the seventh inning in high A, the Timber Rattlers are down by one, but Eric Brown Jr. and Robert Moore, two guys who have been real good to start the year, are due up in the bottom of the seventh inning against the Quad City River Bandits. Meanwhile, in Triple A, Nashville Sounds lead the Durham Bulls by an 8-4 final as Bennett Souza gets the win for the Sounds. They score 5 8th inning runs in an 8-4 win over the Bulls. They now sit at 20-21 on the season. At the big league level, the Brewers are off tonight. They'll start up a series tomorrow night against the division leading and major league leading Tampa Bay Rays at the American League East at Tropicana Field, with first pitch scheduled for 5:40 Central Time. The Shuckers are also back at it tomorrow night, a 6:15 Central start time, 7:15 locally here in Chattanooga. Tobias Myers goes 3-0 with a 3.27 ERA for Biloxi this year after a real good start last time out. Ended up being named the Southern League Pitcher of the Week, struck out 10, walked 2, and did not allow a run over 6 in the third innings, and threw 99 pitches. Was oh so close to setting a new career high in pitches for the first time since all the way back in the 2018 season as a member of the Clearwater of the, check that, Charlotte Stonecrafts of the Florida State. But he'll go while the lefty Lyon Richardson goes for Chattanooga 0-2 with a 2.61 ERA. First pitch at 6:15 Central Time. We'll join you at 6 o'clock Central with the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Get you set for game four of the six-game set from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Tobias Myers tapped tomorrow with being the stopper, trying to turn things around in the five-game losing streak. That'll do it tonight from Chattanooga. The Shuckers fold 2-0. Chattanooga shuts them out for the second straight game, but the Shuckers pitching staff continues the good times. That's just 2 runs on 4 hits, while they also strike out 13. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock with the pregame show before first pitch at 6:15 Central Time between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm David Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. Have a great day. We'll talk to you in about 24 hours from Chattanooga. Have a good one, folks.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Yesterday's love was like a